This article is brought to you by the best-selling books I write every time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What losing your best employee really costs you. What happened? A company lost one of its top performers after leadership ignored a request she made. The departure had nothing to do with salary or benefits. The incident hit hard enough that the organization rewired its internal processes from the ground up. One ignored ask cost them a person they could not replace. The communication angle. Here is the lesson, and it is not complicated. People do not quit jobs. They quit the feeling of being invisible. When a high performer makes a request and gets silence back, that silence is a message. It says, you are not worth a response. No manager intends to send that message. But intention is irrelevant. Impact is what counts. This is where most leaders go wrong. They treat communication as something that happens in big moments, performance reviews, all-hands meetings, formal feedback sessions. They ignore the small exchanges, a single request that slips through the cracks, the follow-up that never comes. But your best people are watching those small moments more closely than any other. They are reading them like a contract. And when the contract keeps getting broken, they stop negotiating and start leaving. What should the manager have done? Simple. Acknowledge the request within 24 hours, even if the answer is not ready. I got your message. I need 3 days to look into this. I will come back to you by Thursday. That is it. 12 words. That response does two things at once. It confirms the person exists, and it sets a real expectation. Both of those things matter enormously to a high performer who already has options. The company eventually overhauled its processes after she left. That is the wrong order. You fix the leak before the ship sinks, not after. Process changes mean nothing if the culture that produced the silence does not change with them. And culture is not changed by a new policy document. It is changed when leaders visibly, consistently respond to the people who work for them, especially the ones who least need to be managed and most need to be respected. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and say it right every time. The chapter on responsive communication gives you a framework for building what I call reply discipline, the habit of treating every incoming message as a trust deposit or withdrawal. Most people focus on what they say. The real skill is making sure nothing goes unsaid when someone is waiting on you. The takeaway. Audit your last 2 weeks of workplace communication. Find every request, message, or question someone sent you that you did not respond to. Respond to each one today, even if your answer is just, still working on this. You will hear from me by Friday. That single act of closing open loops will do more for your team's trust in you than any leadership training ever will. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.